Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's Ag Programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. USDA says that U.S. farmers will have an extra month to update their crop acreage and yield history, the first step to qualify for new subsidies under the 2014 Farm Bill. USDA extended the deadline from last Friday to March 31st, which is also the deadline for farmers to choose between the new subsidy programs. Agricultural risk coverage is a price average option, while price loss coverage is a fixed price program. Thus far, program sign-ups have been relatively slow. China's manufacturing activity improved in February for the first time in 4 months, but export demand weakened. HSBC's manufacturing index, based on a survey of factory purchasing managers, rose to 50.7 from January's 49.7. It uses a 100-point scale on which numbers above 50 show activity increasing. Over the weekend, Beijing cut interest rates for a second time in 3 months in a sign of official worry that China's economic slowdown is deepening. And export orders fell for the first time in 10 months. The U.S. Commerce Department today says that U.S. consumer spending fell in January. It fell to a seasonally adjusted 0.2% from December. The price index for personal consumption expenditures, the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation measure, fell 0.5% from December. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 18,166. It's up 39 points. The NASDAQ, 4,457, up 15. The S&P 500 is 2,104. It's up 1.75 points. Just a handful of days remain before the All-Day Ag Outlook meeting. It's a week from tomorrow, and there is still time if you get online or on the phone today to purchase your tickets for the event. To do so, you can call 217-333-7300 or online at willag.org. That's willag.org. Ticket price is just $25, includes a continental breakfast and a beef house lunch and a full day of analysis. Remember, it's a WASDE day, so we'll be right on top of that and have the latest information possible. Get your tickets today, 217-333-7300 or at willag.org. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the Midwest will continue to experience winter-like weather for at least another 4 days, and then we'll look for better conditions to evolve as we move forward into the weekend and on into next week in particular. We do have a storm system that will be bearing down on the Midwest as we go through this afternoon and into the night tonight and on into the day tomorrow. The storm system is going to be chased by a very cold air mass, once again pushing through most of the Midwest over the next 2.5 days. The cold air will likely create quite a bit of snowfall across the northern portions of the Midwest. We're expecting to see anywhere from 1 to 4 inches and localized amounts to 6 inches occurring across many areas from portions of South Dakota through Minnesota, maybe some areas in northern Iowa over to Michigan. We'll look for lighter snowfalls to occur to the south where rain and snow both will likely occur. The snow that comes in after the rain will likely accumulate to a couple of inches, and there's still potential for some of the snowfall in the upper parts of the Midwest or northern areas in general to be heavier than I've described, but only in pockets. We do anticipate most of the snow to be focused on the day tomorrow, and we'll look for quite a bit of improved weather evolving already as we get into the day on Wednesday. The coldest air will be with us at that point in time, though, and we'll likely be a little bit sick and tired of it, to say the least. It's been a long month of cold conditions across the Midwest, but the good news is that this may be the last of the really potent cold air masses that we'll see around for quite some time. That does not mean we won't have additional shots of cool air coming and going. In fact, the weather pattern that's prevailing across the Midwest is most likely going to come back again a few times between now and when we get into the heart of the growing season. So be aware of that. But we will warm up perhaps this weekend into parts of next week, and that will feel wonderful for a while. We do look for the storm system that's coming through the region here today and tonight to bring with it some windy conditions and falling temperatures behind it. When the storm system clears out of the region, we will have temperatures back in the positive and negative single-digit readings across a big part of the Midwest. And on top of all that, there's going to be substantial rains that will occur in the lower parts of the Ohio River Basin. There's a good chance we'll see some flooding occur across parts of that region as we melt some snow and produce 1 to 2 inches or more of rain across parts of that region. Kentucky will likely be the focus of most of the heavier rainfall, but areas in southern Illinois, southern Indiana, and parts of southwestern Ohio will also have their heavier rains to deal with. Flooding is a concern just for travel, but there's also a potential that some winter wheat lying in low-lying areas could end up being smothered if the water stands in the fields for an extended period of time. We do anticipate drier weather to come in after the storm system, and we'll not only have it dry for a few days, but it may be dry for a week or more, and that would be welcome. Although at this time of the year, it's still hard to get enough heat out of the air to stimulate rapid drying conditions, but we should head in the right direction. The next storm system to impact our area will probably hold off till we get sometime into the weekend, early part of next week. This will likely impact the northern parts of the Midwest only. It'll be a little bit of light snowfall occurring across that region. Down in South America, Argentina is going to have dry weather in the southeast corner of the country this week, and then most of the country is going to be dry next week. Everybody's going to get rain outside of Buenos Aires, though, over the next few days. And in Brazil, everybody will receive rain there as well as we move forward through this next week. It looks like next week, though, there will be a good chance for some drier weather tendencies to occur from parts of Mato Grosso do Sul and Sao Paulo southward into Rio Grande do Sul. Crop conditions will stay just fine. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With more than 145 years of experience, Busey understands the benefits healthy businesses provide the local economy, proudly partnering with the business community since 1868. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat is 5.38 1/4, up 3 3/4. Soft March, 5.18 3/4, up 1/4. March corn is 3.84, down 1/2. May, 3.93 1/2, up 1/4. December is 4.17 3/4, up 1/4. March beans, 10.33 3/4, up 3. May, 10.35, up 3 1/4. November, $10.50, up 3. March soybean meal, 3.54, up 30 cents. March soybean oil, 32.94, up 14. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you this morning?
I am doing well. Thank you very much for asking. Very, very quiet market this morning.
It is very quiet. There's still some, question marks still to be finished up here on the Brazilian strike a little bit. Sounds like a lot of truck traffic has returned to work, but there's still some independent truck lines that are still trying to do some roadblocks. But it seems like it's solving itself a little bit, but just enough concern to kind of continue to keep a little bit of bid underneath the bean market here. Of course, demand continues to be very good for soybeans, both on the crush side and the export side, so that continues to offer some support. But you look at corn news here this morning, Dave, there's just not a lot to talk about here a little bit. Still a lot of producer grain that needs to be moved. That continues to keep kind of a lid on the market. And, you know, export demand continues to kind of wane here a little bit, so that offers a little resistance as well. So just not a lot to move the needle here this morning, Dave.
I guess the Brazilian government got physical with truckers over the weekend down there, physically moving them aside, riot gear involved in a lot of it. And there were some confrontations as well, and even one protester died when one of the trucks decided they weren't going to stop, and they ran over them. to get around and on around the roadblock. So it has been a rather messy weekend down there.
Yeah, and then you know, look at just the loading part of it, how it affects the market directly. You know, a couple of the ports down there were getting a little low on supplies here. So trucks weren't able to get there, unwilling to move many beans. Sounds like some of that situation has been alleviated a little bit. And, you know, even some stories late last week, some diesel fuel being delayed as, you know, allowing some of the harvesting to kind of be stalled there a little bit. So hopefully that situation continues to improve, at least for those producers down there, but that has given a little bit of lift to the bean market here in the recent days.
And also second plant corn, and if corn is delayed, I guess if it was delayed by some for a week to 10 days, that could have some implications down the road.
Yeah, especially export market for us. You know, that Brazilian second crop continues to be a large exportable crop for Brazil. So if there's any issues with that, that could swing a little bit more business back this way. We would sure be happy to continue to see that export program, at least for our spring and summer months, pick up a little bit on the corn side, Dave.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Yep, have a good day.
You too. Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 9:01 Central Time.